Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Many Democrats are lining up in support behind Harris, including Mayor Adams, who endorsed her on an appearance on MSNBC today.
I'm clear. Everyone knows who I am about public safety, and she was very clear on the campaign trail. I think that she is the voice that the party needs right now.
Mayor Adams says that he looks forward to seeing VP Harris become the nominee. And the president's decision, of course, has been the talk of New York. Folks in our area weighing in on the decision.
I spoke with Rohan, a young man who says he's now ready to support Kamala Harris.
Of course, like when it comes to the presidency or any election, it's all about the optics. And I think optically, that was something that was always going to be against him. Yeah, as we saw for the last few months, ever since the debate. So I think him dropping, if it's someone like Kamala Harris, who is, again, younger, but also someone who's very fiery in her speeches, I think overall it will end up being a good decision.
Stephen, who's in his 40s, is standing behind Donald Trump.
I am not surprised, you know, given what we've seen from this president. You know, the Democrats have assured us that the president is in a good cognitive state, and clearly he's not.
He says he has concerns that Biden can even finish out his term. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams have announced a $500 million investment today to build and preserve affordable housing across the city. The money will come from excess operating funds from the Battery Park City Authority's Joint Purpose Fund. City Comptroller Brad Lander, also part of the announcement of the new investment, saying that financing the building of affordable housing is the city's most powerful tool in combating the city's housing affordability crisis. Two men were killed, one injured, in two separate shootings in Brooklyn yesterday, just 5 minutes apart.
The initial gunfire, about 10:45 last night inside Steuben Park. As police arrived, they found a man in his 30s shot in the chest. Again, this isn't far from the Brooklyn Navy Yard. They rushed him over to Methodist Hospital, but that man died. And less than 10 minutes later, and only a couple of blocks from here, at 29 Ryerson Street, right out front of this migrant shelter, a series of gunshots. A man shot three times, stomach, neck, and leg. He was pronounced dead at Bellevue. Another man, believed to be in his 40s, was hit in the head. He's also at Methodist in very critical condition. No arrests initially in either shooting, and police are trying to determine if all of this violence is connected. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
The NYPD says they're looking for two men who allegedly raped a 12-year-old girl last night in East Harlem. Police say the girl's parents called 911 about 8 p.m. It happened on a roof landing near 112th Street and 1st Avenue near a NYCHA development about an hour and a half before the parents called. The girl was taken to a hospital in stable condition. There have been no arrests. Something new tonight at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. The garden's director of public programming, Katie Pigeon, is inviting folks to bring a mat or a towel and find a spot to soak up the enchanting symphony and multi-sensory experience of Sound Bath. It's a celebration of the intricate dance between plants and pollinators.
We have over 1,000 people on the Cherry Esplanade, and as soon as the music starts, everybody lies down and just stares up at the sky as the music takes you on this meditative journey.
The program is part of a series that aims to inspire a new way of seeing and appreciating the necessity of plants and insects. Tickets are available at bbg.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.